It's just me. Should never be just. Something absolutely phenomenal. When you're talking about you, you could speak in superlatives all day long and you're going to fall short of describing the dynamics of you. Talk about something special. You're sure special, believe me. I know I'm special. I think I'm a nice person. And you know something? It's because I know that and think that I attract nice people into my life. I've got some phenomenal friends. Later today, you're going to see everybody works for our company, and I'm going to tell you, I was saying to Paul last night, I'm so proud to be working with these people. We have some of the nicest people that you'll ever want to meet working in this company. Just absolutely phenomenal. We were talking about Shirley LeBurdier, our national sales manager. And I was saying last night at dinner, I said, you know something? I have never heard that woman complain. I've never heard her say anything negative. Physically, she's not very big, but I'm going to tell you, she's got a rod of steel right down her back. She's the toughest little lady I've ever met in my life, and smart. I was saying to Paul, we were with Gina and Randy, and I said, you know something? I said, they work at this company as if it's theirs. On the way home, I thought, maybe they got a picture in their mind. But anyway. But you don't attract people like this if you're not a nice person. You see, I grew up with the idea, don't say things about yourself like that. It's conceit. It is not. It's awareness. If you don't love you, how are you ever going to love anyone else? I'm not talking about conceit. I'm talking about a heightened awareness of what we're really like. Now, expressed another way, as a person thinketh in their heart, so are they. John worked on that yesterday just about as well as I've ever heard it worked on. It's in your heart. That's inside. That's what Paul was talking about. Universal creative power can no more change this law than an ordinary mirror can reflect back to you a different image than the object that you hold before it. But remember, as you think does not mean as you tell people you think. Boy, there's a lot of people got that mixed up. It doesn't mean as you tell people you think, or as you would wish the world to believe you think. It means your innermost thoughts, what's going on inside. What do you think of you? The more you study you, you're going to find your belief system is based upon your evaluation of something. The more you evaluate you, the more you're going to believe in you. It means your innermost thoughts. That's a place where no one but you knows the truth. Your sanctum sanctorum. That's where you go to the closet and you close the door. Inside. That is what you expect. And that is what you will attract. And that is what you will ultimately get. All things are possible in spirit. Because it's an original state. Spirit is a sensitive, unseen, creative substance whose sole purpose is expansion and fuller expression. But spirit or creative substance can only reproduce, expand, or express itself in a greater way in accordance with the limitations placed upon the instrument through which it expresses itself. It's like the light bulb. What did John say to you a few minutes ago? Some of you recorded it mentally, and some of you might not have. He said, don't expect God to do for you what God can only do with and through you. Powerful line. Did he get that so deeply sunk? Because he sat where you're sitting and he wrote it over and over and over and thought about it over and over and over and worked with it over and over and over. It doesn't just, you know, it's the way it works. The non-physical creative substance, spirit, flows to and through the seed and expresses itself in its polar opposite physical form, namely the plant or the tree. Now, I want to take a minute. We are running a little late, but take a look at the third paragraph from the bottom of page 37. Spirit can only express itself through the medium of an acorn in accordance with the limitations placed on the acorn. And the medium of the acorn is limited by the pattern plan or the nucleus in the seed. Now, I want you to really think. I want you to imagine that that's an acorn. That acorn is not solid. It is moving. It is actually moving. That acorn is a mass of energy in a high speed of vibration. And at the present time, that acorn would be disintegrating because it can only do one of two things, create or disintegrate. It's disintegrating because it's not in an environment that's conducive to its unfoldment. Why do you think I suggested to Brian to get in with the big hitters? Dr. Livingston proved that from Harvard back in the 60s. He took a person that wasn't